Good morning and welcome to day 18 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you this morning from the Biblical Garden side of our property. And on this Tuesday morning, I hope you're doing well today. Today is the sixth day that we're talking about the availability aspect. And in today's reflection, Pastor Zach talks about compassion fatigue. And it's that feeling, that overwhelming feeling we get when there seems to be so much going on that we don't know how we can be helpful, what we could possibly do to hold back the dam, right? To turn the tide, to effect a change. He suggests that the Christian way is not to remove ourselves from the problem, but to enter into the world's problems and do so by bringing the hope of Jesus. And I think that's one of the things that as followers of Jesus that makes us unique. There are plenty of people who do great work in the world, providing social work and humanitarian efforts and demonstrating love. But as followers of Jesus, we're in a unique position to do some of those same things, but with it bring the love of God that we have experienced ourselves, and that selfless love. We certainly want to make a difference. And Pastor Zach talked about this compassion fatigue and quoted Andy Stanley, who said, "Do for one what you would wish you could do for everyone." I've often quoted or referred to Mother Teresa, who, when asked how she affected such a change and such an impact in the world, said, you know, she just dealt with the one person next to her. And you can see the impact, the fact that you even know her name, this nun from Calcutta, that we know her name worldwide, the impact that her just serving the person in need next to her had around the world. And in the same way, I think, as we together serve the people nearest to us, we can change the world, affect the world, impact the world, improve the world, alter what is going on. If everybody did something for one person, the world would in fact change. It's undeniable. Today's challenge, Pastor Zach said, you know, give yourself a reminder, a post-it, do one for one today. It's pretty good math. Do one for one today. And that's your challenge and my challenge. And if we did that every day, we would begin to see the impact it would have. I hope that's some encouragement to you. I got to be honest, I feel a little tired myself. But I think if each of us can focus on the one, I think we'll be surprised at the ways that can impact a change in the world. It's been great spending the part of this day with you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. It's the final day of our availability aspect, and it's hump day, the midway point of the week. Take care.